This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, at least part of the work investigating what's going on the airwaves. But then we have to find people who actually have some thoughts, who are experienced in this world. And so we put together a group each week, varies sometimes. This week, Rick Jensen is here from WGEL. In Wilmington, Delaware. Also joining us, Rich McFadden from Radio America, Victoria Jones, as opposed to Victoria Keelan, who's on the DJV program with me. A lot of Victorias around. Victoria runs the DC Radio Company, reports on the comings and goings, the big stuff in the world of news talk radio, mostly political. Well, Washington. Washington seems to be the seat of all happenings, of all evil, whatever good stuff comes out of it. So we normally try to go through. McFadden gets concerned that I don't get to all of the 10 items in the story list, and very rarely do we ever actually get to the people on the list, but they're always tied into the stories. So I don't know that we have to spend a whole lot of time. Number 10 is always sports talk radio, what's going on in the playoffs, who's getting into football, and the fact that the Red Sox are not doing too well, the Dodgers are. Okay, after all of that, I think we've... The only other thing, and this may be a little too inside, although a lot of people know who Dan Patrick is, somebody that I have great respect for, because I think he does the out-of-the-ordinary sports talk radio program, and he's been on the air for a long time. He, this week, has been talking about an illness that he's been fighting, and you wouldn't have known it by looking at him, but he has a very, very bad, I don't know if case is the right word, but he's being affected, his life's being affected by arthritis of a special kind that's very debilitating. So I hold a good thought for him. Number 9, Game of Thrones. The biggest thing this week was, I can't see that. What's the one? Oh, I can't see the show, right? Isn't that what you heard from all of your listeners? They couldn't see the show. They couldn't see it because apparently too many people were watching and didn't have bandwidth enough. Is that what? Huh? Did you all try to watch
it? Yeah, I got a lot of that. And then, of course, I also have listeners who have children saying, well, I couldn't even record it to watch it later or whatever because if the kids are up, they haven't gone to bed yet, and I can't watch it with the kids in the room because of the sure bloody scenes. And yeah, I know. Yeah, right. And then the lack of bandwidth.
Victoria, well, you're a fan. Aren't you a fan of Victoria?
Yeah.
Of course
you
are. Yeah. Glued.
Well, if people would like to see it better lit, BuzzFeed happens to have, I think it's 19 or 23 scenes where some enterprising person has lit them better. So there's like 23 shots, yeah, better lit. I have to say, some of them were so dark to begin with that, like, really, that's better lit? But a couple of them, John's direwolf waiting to go into battle with him. You have no idea what I'm talking about, Doug. It doesn't matter. Now you can actually see everybody waiting to go into battle. It's really cool. And some of the dragons fighting above the clouds.
Wow.
Really cool. Really cool. So, it is definitely worth seeing. This was one of the most exciting hour and a half of TV I've ever watched in my life. And the way I watched it was, it starts at 9 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. And I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait till 9:10 because I record it. I'm going to wait till 9:10 so I can watch it slightly later. That way, I can pause during any of the really good deaths, and I can just watch them again and not worry about missing anything. That's what I did.
Bloodthirsty. Full disclosure, Victoria and I traveled to Ireland last month together, and I can remember sitting on the bus talking to you about this, and I think I knew this side of you because I've known you for a long time. The bloodthirsty side of you that likes this sort of thing. But we actually came face to face with somebody who was very closely connected to Game of Thrones, and that was part of the fun that we had while we were there. It was, what's it, Hodor? What's the name of the character?
Well, no, he was an extra who actually had stood in for Hodor quite extensively, and also for a couple of other characters, and it was really fascinating because Northern Ireland is where Game of Thrones, a lot of Game of Thrones is shot, and it was really great. This was amazing. This was the Battle of Winterfell, which means nothing to Doug, and but means something to everybody else culturally. And it was so exciting, and I was getting so unbelievably depressed, and I wasn't on social media. I wasn't going to go on social media, and I was just like, I was watching it on my own, and I was like, I can't stand it. I'm dying here. And then just before the end, it was like, no, it's getting worse. Oh no, this is worse. And then suddenly something happened, and I'm not going to tell you what. And then afterwards, I went on social media. I went on Twitter, actually. And do you know, 8 or 9 out of the top trends, United States, were Game of Thrones.
But you also know what the biggest meme on Facebook was this week?
Life. What?
Go on.
I have to admit, I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones.
No, me either.
That was the meme that was very popular. I must have seen 20 friends post that this week.
I believe it. I believe it because not everybody has. But I would say to those people, start watching season one, and you'll see why so many other people.
Yeah, I understand. It's great
because the acting's great, and it's good versus evil. But it's also nuances of gray. Some of these characters have done unbelievably terrible things, but have good parts to their characters as well. And it's
Tony Soprano.
Right. People are complex. Yeah. Exactly. Tony Soprano. Anybody who's watched The Sopranos would like Game of Thrones.
All right. Well, this is the same bloodthirsty stuff one way or another. Why are people like, what is there about the human condition that...
What's your favorite TV show of all time again? I'm sorry? What?
My favorite TV show of all time?
Of all time, right?
I don't know. Well, a lot of them. All right, so spill it. What do you think?
24.
Oh, right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, yeah.
All right, calm down, everybody.
You violent person, you.
In a moment, speaking of that, number 8, situation in some of our high schools with guns, circumstance in Illinois presented itself this year, but there's a lot of stuff, I mean, this past week, there's a lot of stuff going on in high schools that is pretty damning, is pretty... and much an indictment of our public school system. We get to that in a few moments. Members of the crew here, Rick Jensen from DEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden on the staff at Radio America. I'm Doug Steffen with a question for those of you both on the male and female side. This is for women to do something to help the men in their lives have a little bit more oomph, if you know what I mean. We're all getting older, no question about that. And you're probably learning the hard way that it's not easy to stay in shape, to keep up with your daily routine, maybe even be excited about going to work. So maybe, it's time for you to try Nugenix. And you can do the first bottle free by texting FORCE to 321321. Why would you want to do that? Well, because the basic formula in Nugenix is a brand, a level and a mix of testosterone that will help men preserve their energy and preserve their performance abilities. And women want that. Men want that. So let's maximize your energy, increase your lean muscle mass, and boost your libido all at once by having a daily investment in your body with Nugenix. To get a complimentary free bottle of award-winning Nugenix, text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. That's the way. You'll be on your way to a more confident you, in fact, a better in shape person, better able to perform, all that good stuff. So get it now. Text FORCE to 321-321.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV, real news for real people.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The Can-Am Ready to Ride sales event is on now because our off-road vehicles are built for this. We're built for hitting the trails as the sun comes up, for odd jobs and bales of hay, for kicking up dust on a long dirt road. So, how do you become built for this? By getting to the Ready to Ride sales event and finding a new Can-Am off-road vehicle for a great deal. Get to your local dealer to save up to $2,500 on select 2019 models for a limited time. Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
18 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, and Rick Jensen. The next item here as we count toward number one, the situation in Illinois. It's frustrating, I think, and you guys, obviously, I want you to command most of the conversation here, the sort of silly protests that go on. Are we overdoing it? Is there an educational quotient to discussing in class people who do the blackface thing? And then more to the point, what is going on in our schools? There's a teenager this week held a gun and a sign when he went into school. We hang black people, that's not the word to use the N-word, for free. This was a it was on Snapchat. And so now the school is thinking about expelling this guy. Well, what gets people, this is in South Carolina, what gets somebody that age or any age to think that way in this day and age? That's what dumbfounds me. The blackface, whatever it is that has to do with race relationships, what is there about you that you're so insecure that you got to follow this path? And who, your parents, who's teaching you this stuff?
You know, I think it's a good word, insecure. What, you know, the good news, though, is you have the vast majority of kids in these high schools in Illinois and Maryland where the blackface issue came out because they posted it on social media. You've got a vast majority of the white kids who are saying, you know what, we're not standing for this. No. Today, we look back at that and we see that when you did blackface, you were mocking black people as being lazy, ignorant, cowardly, hypersexual, things like that. And we're not going to stand for that now because it's bullying. And I think the good news is the vast majority of the white kids in those schools said no.
Well,
that's very encouraging because it's bullying and it's racist, and the vast majority
of
people
are not
set for it.
They're just morons.
The vaccination controversy is number seven. That's up next here on our Talk Radio Review.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Right, 3 and change at the hour. The Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Rick Jensen. I'm in the Martha and Marley Spoon studio. Got good news for people who are trying to do a better job of cooking meals for themselves. I'll send you to your iPhone, and you text in the word fork to 246810, and you'll get three free meals from this new service, Martha and Marley Spoon, from Martha Stewart. Fresh food, healthy choices, great menus. Check it out. Three free meals at fork. You text the word fork to 246810. That's texting fork to 246810. Richie, are you amazed that I can actually envision, maybe people envision texting?
You know, it's such a big thing now, and it's so helpful. To go shopping and figure out all the parts of a meal and have to get the right amounts, it's just, it makes sense.
All right, let's go back to our story list. We're doing pretty well. It looks like we may actually get through the whole list. Number seven is the vaccination controversy. But before we go there, I want to revisit what we were talking about a moment ago, just in terms of all the silly things, the prejudicial things, the stupid stuff. Here is the story in Denver of a landlord who was recorded saying that she wouldn't sublease her restaurant property to a Muslim. They got the thing on tape, and they took it to court. And this week, a judge says, okay, that's fine. You can do what you want, but you'll pay these people $675,000. Sure. So, it's just, I wonder, I don't know. The lady said, I only want somebody who's from America.
Yeah.
You've got to know in this day and age that you're going to get sued for that. So why would you?
There was another
even
example.
Even if you're a racist, okay?
Yeah. Another
and you
example.
Don't like somebody from a particular group, why would you do that out loud? You've got to know.
Right. And then there's another example, Richie, this week of somebody who posted a job online. Whites only, or no, it was Caucasians.
Yeah, I
only.
Saw that.
Did you see
on
that?
LinkedIn, yeah. they fired, it was, I forget what company it was, but they fired the person that was, obviously responsible for that.
All right, so the vaccination controversy, the measles, everybody, I don't remember whether I asked this of everybody or not. You've all had vaccines at some point in time in your life, yeah? All of you?
Yeah.
Shots?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Tetanus, maybe measles. I had the measles when I was a kid. I never got the shot. I got a chickenpox shot that has left a scar on my arm. I've had the polio shot. Never had a flu shot. The thing that I think is wrong with the way this is presented conversationally is that all, as we do frequently, we sort of put everything together. There are vaccines that are necessary and vaccines that aren't. And so to say everybody has to get vaccinated, what does that mean? And I think that's part of the talk tree here that people don't dig into enough because they're ignorant about this stuff. It's sort of folly to not want to, if you're going to socialize your child at all, to not have some of the things that protects him or her from getting some of this stuff in the normal course of things. But are there too many vaccines? Yep. Do all vaccines need to be normal? Need to be mandated? Nope. But then where do you draw the line?
And some do.
And where does the state come in and says, right, you have to have vaccines? Who the hell are you to tell
right,
me?
Right, because you can't get your kid into the sixth grade without certain vaccines. Or,
yeah.
You know.
So what do we do? Victoria, you started to say something.
I said some vaccines do need to be mandated and some don't. And so, there has to be differentiation.
Going to do that?
Well, sometimes the state does have to do that in the same way that the state...
Why? That's parenting. Why should the state be my parent?
In the same way that the state decides who gets driver's licenses.
Because the state knows better than you do,
Doug. Certain things.
Right.
Because we live in a state, Doug.
28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. An abundance of produce is what you'll find at farmers markets during harvest time.
Lots of great tomatoes, peppers, the variety gives you variety or something a little bit more entertaining to the palate, but also it gives you different nutrients.
Wellness chef Jen Welper says a big benefit of buying from local growers is freshness.
They are picked, they are put on a truck, they're driven to the farmers market, they're sold. You just want to be able to have a connection with your food and make sure it's what you want to put in your body.
There's not a big difference in nutritional value between the fruits and veggies you buy in the produce aisle in stores versus farmers markets, but
it's always good to know that the vegetables haven't traveled very far to get to your hands, to get to your kitchen.
It's also nice to know the people who put the time and effort into growing foods for your table.
You kind of put a face to the farmer and see kind of who's growing your vegetables.
And by buying local, you are supporting your local economy. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT line Turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials are responding to criticism that the president didn't bring up the problem of Russian election meddling interference when he spoke by phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is keeping Moscow in line.
This administration has been tougher on Russia than any of its predecessor administrations. I could go through the list, but there's not time in the show to talk about all the things we've done. The largest defense bill. Up our new, I mean, the list is long.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. The president says he still sees tremendous potential for a good, even great relationship with Russia. Investigators say 41 of the 78 people on board a Russian Aeroflot passenger plane were killed after it caught fire while making an emergency landing at a Moscow airport. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Talk radio review here for your listening and dancing pleasure discussion of the top stories. Research done by Talkers Magazine. You can find the lists every week. The top stories, top people being discussed on News Talk Radio. You find it at talkers.com. Talkers does the work of listening to the stations and the hosts and subject matter, et cetera, et cetera. And here representing some of the best talk in the country, Rick Jensen at WDEL. By the way, there's an interesting profile in the greater Wilmington area of Rick. I haven't actually seen it. One of the great things, great is the right word, but interesting things about this. I've worked with Richie for 26, 27 years. Victoria, I've known more longer than that. Rick, I've known you probably about that long, maybe a little bit longer.
Yeah, about 20.
Even 20 yeah. Some odd years. And I remember the first time I met you, I thought you were full of baloney. I thought you were full of yourself. There was something about you that annoyed me. And I say that in the most loving sense. People can say, what? What's he saying? What?
Oh, I get that a lot, especially from my wife.
Yeah. Good line. But I got to know you better, and there's an example of all kinds of thinking here. Victoria and I have gone up and down and sideways over the years. She's very strident, And
no, I'm not. That is
an amazing thing to say.
That I'm not strident. I am assertive and decisive.
Assertive. Okay, assertive. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Assertive.
Right. Yeah. So I'm just I'm using because I've had, you know, Richie and I have had this love-hate relationship for the entire time that we've known each other.
More hate.
I think we love each other more now than.
Now that we don't work together every day.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So, but anyway, the point I'm making here is that we, as people who kind of expose ourselves on the air for three, four, five hours a day, we do. Our thoughts are what goes on in our lives. There's a certain amount of person and personality, personhood, that you get to know about a person when you listen to him with any great degree of interest. And you know that as well as I do, Victoria. People mm-hmm. are fascinated with your background. You know, just because somebody has an English accent, they think, oh, wow, what's the story with her?
That's a winning thing right there. It's just,
oh, yeah, it's intriguing.
As soon as you hear the accent, you're like, okay, I want to hear what she has to say.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so anyway, in this day and age.
What was that snigger? Wait a sec. Let's stop this, right? Somebody just sniggered.
That was me.
Wasn't me.
Okay.
That's because you were like, absolutely. You know that your British accent makes people go, okay, I'll give her 30 seconds.
Let's listen to this. Yeah, of course they
Because I speak with authority.
Right.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That's exactly
the accent.
You sound intelligent even if you aren't, which is really cool. That's what I love about the British accent. Morons really sound smart in England.
It's true. Anyway, go on. Poor Doug is trying to make an important statement here.
I am. And Richie keeps digging the hole deeper and deeper. Yeah. So the thing that I wanted to point out with regard to Rick, but others, Rick's been profiled. He's had a wonderful career and still does at WDEL. I've been there a long time. So the local news magazine does a profile on him and what's going on, kind of. They try to. I love the news media when they try to get a handle on what it is that we do. Because most of the time, and I've had this done with me over the years many times, they haven't got a clue. They can't figure it out. They put you into these brackets, like everybody's going to compare you to Rush Limbaugh or Joe Pine in the case. Do people even remember Joe Pine? I certainly do, but I don't know if anybody else does.
Who?
He set a certain tone for talk radio.
He was
actually
he was a very powerful man, very in terms of talk radio.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was a horrible, lecherous human being, but he made for an interesting conversationalist on the air, and that's been the case. Many of the people that we've all known well, who do this for a living, were really horrible people, and but for whatever the reason, they were able to attract an audience because they were different, because they were interesting. And if nothing else, this, and you can find this online at outandaboutnow.com if you want to see what I'm talking about. Read the story about Rick Jensen and the other things going on, the other people that are at his station, and some of the other stations that are in the area. But I do think they do a nice job. They do you a good service. I've never seen a picture of Alan Ludell before. I didn't know he'd been around almost as long as I have been around. He's another voice at that radio station.
Yeah.
And it's one of the radio stations. That station proves what so many others have tried to do and failed, that you can have a very powerful influence in a community. Wilmington has a population, a couple hundred thousand? How big is Wilmington? 250?
Wilmington is actually less than 100,000.
It is.
And the entire state is only about 960,000 people. We do cover most of the state, as well as southern South Jersey, northern Maryland, and everything. But, you know, thank you, Doug. I really appreciate it. It's very kind of you to mention that. And I think the real point between the lines is this. When we as broadcasters listen, when we attend meetings, we create a platform, we plan our work, we work the plan, whether it's compelling the governor to build a home for veterans, or getting rid of what we call the stupid three-year diploma. You got people around you. I mean, just people.
That's why I wanted to say. Yeah, I wanted to tell the story because you're doing what so many of the old hosts used to do, advocate. Instead of talking about the issues, the Republicans are good and Democrats are bad or whatever it is that follows that line, there were a group, and this is why I was paying tribute to you, because you, whether you've matured or whether you were always this way, you, Jerry Williams, Gene Burns, I mean, there are a bunch of people that I grew up listening to who were just a little bit older than I was, and they certainly had the chops to be the experts and the best in the business. But there were people in most every market that were advocates. They weren't politicians. They would take a popular cause and either promote it or they'd knock it down. I'll never forget, both Jerry Williams and Gene Burns in Boston did all sorts of things like that, but Jerry Williams took off after the governor, and the governor at the time, well, at this particular instance, was Michael Dukakis. Jerry was on the air here for 43 years, and he was in Chicago, he was in New York, Philadelphia, but spent most of his time in Boston. And he used to love to taunt Dukakis, and Dukakis would fall for it. He'd respond. You know, it was like when remember, Richie, when Clinton used to fall for Limbaugh's taunting and he'd actually respond to the stuff that Limbaugh was saying about him? And I mean, that's the best tribute you can come up with. Jerry Williams defeated the governor. The governor wanted to put a maximum security prison in the middle of nowhere in Worcester County in a town called New Braintree. And Jerry Williams beat that drum daily for months to the point where the proposal went away. And it was solely because of what Jerry did. Nobody else got on that bandwagon, but it just showed the power of persuasion, if you will, and that's why I highlight you, Rick, because you do more of that than most of the other. Your program is not all about you and your political point of view, which is what some people like to listen to, but it's about engagement. It's about, and you can use that, take that clip and use it on your air to promote yourself if you're going to.
I think
you're engaging, and that's what people, Victoria's always been engaging. Richie, you and I had some of the best, most engaging conversations when we were on the air every day together. And
yeah.
I'm not, it just, that's what it's, for me anyway, as a traditional talk radio conversationalist, that's the way it has value. All this political crap back and forth has zero value because it's not having any impact. It's not changing anything. They're not fixing. Now, do we all have to be fixers?
That's the beauty of radio, is it's a conversation. It's not some talking head giving you their opinion and analyzing all of the stories from the top to the bottom. It's a breakfast table conversation.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's
and
a bar,
it does move people.
Barroom conversation.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
So
you give your audience this platform, though. For example, there's some anti-gun bills going on right now in Delaware, and there are literally thousands of Delawareans who are angry about this. And they get on social media, but it's not nearly as personal as your local talk show. And we give that platform on my show.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to overdo it, but you all have...
But thank you, sir.
Number six is the border crisis. What are we going to say about that that hasn't been said 100,000 times? There's nothing new. Other than Trump this week came out with an idea of $4.6 billion. Every week it's a different number. So it's never going to get passed. It's the most frustrating issue. You and I, Richie, going back again, we've talked about this. Mantra since Reagan was president. I have hammered away on this. It has been something that bothers me.
A country without borders is not a country.
What are you doing about? What can you really do? We ought to be able to do something like, you know, strangle the Mexicans for what their role is in all of this.
Let's clarify what you just meant there. The Mexican government doesn't help us with this.
No, I'm not trying to strangle all
with this issue at all. So you are very upset with the Mexican government.
Yes, I am. Right. I don't want to strangle all the Mexicans that are on the border. Thank you for clarifying that, Richie. Here's a way for you to whiten and brighten your teeth in 5 minutes. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. Power swabs proven to whiten your teeth. 2 shades every time you use it. Takes 5 minutes, and that's it. What does it do? It lifts the stains off your teeth, off the enamel. It doesn't eat into the enamel like all this other stuff does. When you are using those trays and even the toothpaste that say they whiten, no, they got those little pearls in them, and they eat away at your enamel. Yeah, they make your teeth whiter, but your teeth rot inside your head when you use that stuff. This white smile that's created by using power swabs will not cause any damage. In fact, it'll protect the enamel of your teeth, and that helps your gums, helps to keep everything in your mouth cleaner and healthier. power swabs. Now you can get them by calling 800-208-1797. This is a fabulous way and an inexpensive way to whiten. You go to the dentist, charge you $1,000 to whiten your teeth. Who needs that? He's going to use the same stuff that you're using. You can get it. He got it the same place from Dr. Martin Ginniger, the dentist who developed it. So let's get to it. 800-208-1797 for the whitest teeth possible, guaranteed to work. And you buy it at half price, half the retail, when you use the DJV code by dialing 800-208-1797 for power swabs.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Hey, I just heard that people at my friend's company got sextortion emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have a compromising video of the victim and threaten to share it with their contact list unless they pay a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured with Barracuda Sentinel. It uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including sextortion emails.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
All right, let's get back to the action here. The top four right now, the Trump tax returns, the shooting and more of the gun violence thing, that's number four. The synagogue thing, I thought it was interesting that the synagogue, the pastor, the rabbi there, has asked, he met with the president and said we ought to reinstate silence in the schools or something, a moment of silence, I think that was it. And how does that hurt anything? I remember Gattaz.
Well, let me ask you this. Does it seem to be more powerful, Doug, when it comes from this rabbi?
Than? Who are we comparing?
Than just Trump? Than just
the
other politician?
Well, I think the experience that we've all heard about, talked about, read about this past week of the shooting at that synagogue, yeah, I think it gives him a stage. It gives him a bully pulpit. Yeah, I do. I think people are tired of listening to Trump for any number of reasons. So I think this is more impactful, frankly, to answer your question. Presidential politics. Somebody else got into the race this week. Who was it that got in? Some senator from Colorado or something? Who was it? Got in this week?
Bennett. Michael Bennett.
Is he any good? I heard he liked dairy farmers. So maybe it'll be somebody I'll pay attention to. And guess what number one is? The Barr hearings.
Barr and Mueller.
Mueller
right. Report. Barr.
Lots of big stuff there, right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, and Rick Jensen here.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland at yahoo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
After the hour now, it's time for us to go through in Tech Talk. This is Tech Talk Speak. Victoria is good at Tech Talk Speak, so she will bring us the top five items this week, starting at number five, working our way to number one. Number five, a focus on the war. I guess I don't know if I should use that, but certainly the challenges Marriott and some of the other big hotel chains are facing with Airbnb. Yeah, is that that's a good way of
yeah, and Marriott is actually there. I think they're responding in a way that's really smart. So Airbnb has a new competitor, and it is Marriott International Hotels. They are launching their own home rental business, and this is actually starting this month. And the thing that's really setting it apart is that if you are a member of the Marriott Rewards program, you can actually use your rewards for, you can redeem your loyalty points towards a stay in these Marriott home rentals. So it's basically the same thing as Airbnb, except you can knock some money off the price by using your loyalty points, which is so, so smart of Marriott to do that. I really think this is actually going to force Airbnb to have their own loyalty program, which I'm surprised they don't already, because I think once people use an Airbnb, there's a very high rate of return, so people will often book again and multiple times. So I think Airbnb will be put in a position where they're going to have to come up with a loyalty program of their own. So kudos to Marriott, and Airbnb is kind of facing some issues. They've had some privacy issues. They've had a hidden camera was found in one of the vacation rentals in Ireland. A family discovered it, which was really not Airbnb's fault, of course, but, you know, it didn't look good for the company. So Marriott definitely takes the win this week.
Number four, people are trying to figure out using social media what's going on with a baby and the baby names at Buckingham Palace.
Yep, Meghan and Harry are due pretty much any day now to welcome their first child, and Buckingham Palace has denied that their website had accidentally leaked potential royal baby names. However, some royal fans discovered that when they typed potential baby names into the search bar of the website, they did things like Prince Arthur, Prince Alexander, and Prince James. All of those names got redirected back to the site's main page, which basically means that a page has been established for those names, and so they just don't have an official page attached to it yet. So Arthur and Alexander and James are the top names now for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's royal baby, and Arthur and James were actually the top names picked by all the bookies, so we'll see if that's right.
Yeah. All right, moving our way up toward number one of the top five items. This number three.
Facebook is cracking down on those fun personality quizzes. This is the stuff that people like to do while they're bored at their desk at work. And so now, unfortunately, those quizzes were at the heart of the Cambridge Analytica scandal. And so now Facebook is really going through and rooting out anything that seems even remotely shady, because those personality quizzes, while they are fun to take, they actually mine a lot of your data, and they don't even let people know that that your data is now being sold to third parties.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Number two, here's an example of why you don't do that. This massive data breach.
Yeah, this was huge. This was 80 million U.S. families were affected by this massive data breach. And what happened was, it's a database that Israeli security researchers randomly stumbled upon. And it's just this, it's a Microsoft cloud server. It's 24 gigs of data, and it's just sitting there, and no one even knows who owns it. So these Israeli security researchers have actually asked the public for help. VPN Mentor is a company that does cybersecurity, and they went through all of this. They didn't publish any of it, obviously, because they're trying to protect the privacy of the people whose data was included in this. But it has account numbers. It had some social security numbers in there, home addresses, income, your household income levels, and stuff that you really do not want out in the real world. And so the biggest potential risk here, of course, is a phishing attack. That's when a hacker can embed dangerous links inside emails that look like they come from a legitimate financial institution or a company. And it really includes ransomware. Basically, they lock you out of your own account and your own computer until you pay them a ransom, usually in Bitcoin. So this was just not good. And once again, you know, keep your passwords up to date. There are things that you can do to protect yourself, but always monitor your credit reports, because that's where stuff really will show up as well.
Hard to believe this many scum exist on the planet. Number one, a focus on Game of Thrones.
This was probably this is definitely the biggest story of the week and the most contested. So Game of Thrones last Sunday night had a very dimly lit episode, and people who were watching it were really upset. It turns out Game of Thrones is blaming HBO's compression rates. So if you watch Game of Thrones, do it through regular cable. Try not to do it on a laptop or cell phone.
And you'll get the whole story, the whole picture.
You'll get a better picture.
Like the people being eaten by dragons and stuff. Isn't that exciting? 10 before the hour. No, 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.